next hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, our wages, our outcomes for kids, education needs to be Idaho's number one priority to turn this state around.
Fighting for Idaho.
I'm not a big fan of everyone saying reform, 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 because ever since I've been in education, we've been reforming it.
Yes.
Fighting for you.
My average day here is exciting and fun.
I don't think I've seen a school or heard about a school that has an administration so involved with the students and so approachable.
Having fun's great too, but I mean, academics is going to help you further in life.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Okay, we're back. Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. Let's go to our great friend, Robert. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, good to be with you again. A little late night last night, huh?
It was indeed. I didn't hear anything, so I didn't know if we were on or not. So it's good to have you with us here at 580 KIDO. Let's talk a little bit about who you are and what you're about if people are just tuning in for the first time.
Okay, who I am? Well, I'm a canine officer trainer. I've actually trained in the valley here and worked on with the Department of Corrections, probation and parole since the 90s here. So I've been, you know, a long time, community member here working. I tried to join the military. Well, I did join the Air Force back in the early 80s, and I wasn't able to complete my basic training there because of a family event. And so I went into public service here pretty much my whole career. And opportunity came up for me to work under a State Department contract doing what I do, which is work canines in Baghdad. And I thought, well, here's the way I can serve, you know, the older gentleman, you know, not too old, but too old to join. And that's what I did. I went over there and we worked all the checkpoints around Baghdad and the embassy itself, along with some of the best people, best service members, from every branch of the service. And
Robert, it was pretty emotional for you because you're a family guy. So later in life, you decided to go serve your country in one of the most dangerous spots in the world, and you meet someone that changes your life.
Yes. Yeah. Jessa. She was a young pup, Malinois, and we started training her. I think she may have been, in my opinion, just over a year old. So, couldn't have been more than 14 months. That's really young to start a dog. So we bonded. I was her first handler, and we bonded, really tight. But it was just me and her, and we, worked through what we did over in Iraq. And, I mean, it's the conditions over there. You've been over there, Kevin. It's the heat is unbelievable, and the stress is working in that environment were horrible. But we made it. We did fine. We did well. She did well. She is one of the best working dogs there are. All of them are over there. They're just top notch. But she's also very sweet. A very sweet girl when, she's just trying to be a dog. I injured out myself, and I had to come home, and I had to leave her. And I didn't want to leave her, but that's the protocol. And
here's the thing that I thought at 580KIDO with our great friend Robert talking about his wonderful dog, Jessa, who came home last night. Is y'all were on the front lines of some dangerous missions. You detailed it yesterday, where you're talking about, sniffing for explosives. If you guys find something, uh-oh.
Yeah, in this line of business, the goal is not to find anything. not to make light of it, really. It's serious business, but Yeah, it's dangerous. So you got to kind of throw that in the back of your head and not think about what you're actually doing. If you thought about what you're doing, you know, what we do there basically, a big part of it, let me just kind of line that out, is throughout Baghdad or surrounding Baghdad, there's checkpoints to get into the city. Well, those are all manned by contractors with the State Department. That's, you know, us that run the canines. It's all Americans, you know, that do that. I don't know if a lot of people know that. So they're doing all the surrounding checkpoints in Baghdad, and they're working directly with the Iraqi army, and they're the only ones out there. And they also, of course, work in the embassy and that. Anyway, that's
well, Robert, like I said, I know it's very emotional here at 580KIDO. So we shot a video with you last night, and it's something that changed my life because I got to witness it firsthand. Others will see it later in the day. But we do want to urge people to go to GoFundMe.com, bring Jessa home. There's a link on our website concerning you know, how to help an Idaho war dog, if you will. But please describe for people listening what happened to you and Jessa last night when you saw her, when you brought her home.
when I brought her home, well, she was excited just to get out of that crate. I tell you, she was excited to see me. She definitely remembers me, Kevin. So that was awesome because it's been a year. We got here, I brought her in just me and my wife, and so it was a very calming event. And first of all, I got her all cleaned up because, you know, she got a little dirty and that travels. But she's all cleaned up spot right now, and she was, I don't know, it was just great. I don't know how to explain it. She was rubbing on me, and it was Jessa again, you know, and so she remembered me, and which is.
But I mean, she was so excited to see you last night. Yeah. She was shaking the kennel.
Yeah. She's a high energy dog, and she was just spinning like a top. But I couldn't let her out. That's what she wanted. She wanted to get out of there, and, you know, and I suppose probably wanted to rub on me and stuff. But then she probably would have ran around the airport trying to find bombs. So,
sure.
It's good. She's doing really good, Kevin. And like I told you last night, she looks better than they told me she was going to look when she got here. She's really, really skinny. But like I said, I mean, we can fix skinny. Her back hind leg is kind of falls out from her every now and then. So there's an issue there, and the vet will take a look at that. So we'll be good. But I want to make clear to everybody, you know, the donations that people give. People have given so much already, and we appreciate it. It did get her here. It got her home. Anything that we get that's above, beyond her care will be donated right back to the same organizations that do this. Yeah, I'll have to get the information for you, but the third-party people that adopt them out to the handlers, you know, they waive fees for us since we are the handlers. But they've already adopted, I think, 20 of these dogs out. I found that out. I'm one of like 20 over a period of time that they've gotten back to handlers, and I just think that's just wonderful, you know. And so if there's any monies that are generated off of, you know, bring Jessa home.
Sure. Well, and look, Robert, we want to make sure at 580KIDO that if people want to help out Jessa, help out the cause, they can go to 580KIDO.com. We have the link to the GoFundMe site.
Okay.
We would appreciate it. Folks, we have people that have contributed. We need to contribute more. Look, we have folks like Robert. We have folks like Jessa that have helped us. And I just saw just how excited that little puppy was to see you last night. And she has served our country, and there is such a bond between you two. We hope that, you know, again, everything will be working. By the way, you can go to our website now, and the video is up already. I want to thank Dave Burnett for that, bringing Jessa home. Please watch that video and contribute. Robert, anything else you'd like to say? We will be in contact later on for updates here at 580KIDO.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, sorry I'm not on my A game, folks. I was up really. I'm very tired. So
How did she sleep?
She slept. Oh, she was up late too. But when I went out, you know, right at the dawn here, she was in her kennel sleeping like a baby. It's like, oh yeah. I bet that just feels so good for her, you know. So I didn't even wake her up. I waited till the last possible minute before our phone call. I actually went out, gave her some food, and I'm going to take her for a walk here before, you know, as far as she can go before I go to work, get her legs stretched out a little bit. So, hey, thanks again, Kevin, and thanks, KIDO. You know, we appreciate you and the community, obviously. Appreciate you guys all the time. I'm just another one. So,
well, look, I was just humbled that you thought so much of us to let us know. And, Robert, we're going to be with you. Please let us know her medical needs and what we can do to make sure we get more canines home. And you and Jessa and your great family have a wonderful day, sir.
Great. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. There you have, bye-bye. There you have it, our friend Robert. And, by the way, again, as you could tell, you that listen to this program, it's not like we have an extensive staff, but I want to thank Dave Burnett for getting that video up. It is available now at 580kido.com. It will change your life, and that's not hyperbole. It changed mine. It's funny, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, and I know what you're saying. What is this, the Alan L. Morton show? You know, it's funny. This show goes through many incarnations. By the way, we're at Lake Hazel Middle School, coming up more on schools and educators in a minute. But this goes through many incarnations, and I love it because I have people that say, what is this, the Sweet Willard show? We want Kevin. What is this, the Liberal Steve show? We want Kevin. What is this, the Tea Party Bob show? We want Kevin. And now it's Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, has kind of taken that mantle. But he had a great point when he was talking about changing lives and the impact. He saw the impact in studio on me yesterday. And when you see this video, it will give you hope. When we talk about ISIS, when we talk about the IRS, when we talk about our perilous unemployment situation, when we talk about the future and debt, it can get troubling. You think to yourself, my goodness gracious, is there any hope in the world? And then you get a story like Robert and Jessa, and it has given me hope. And it will for you as well. We're going to put that on our Facebook. I'll be putting that on the Facebook, the Twitter, and everything else. But I got to tell you, it was a wonderful experience last night, and I hope you share it and share it to your friends and loved ones. Coming up next, we'll find out, how do you educate the kids today at 580KIDO? Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Summa cum laude!
580KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, back to Kevin Miller at Lake Hazel Middle School on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. We're joined by Kim Schaefer, an English teacher here at Lake Hazel Middle School at 580 KIDO. Good morning.
Morning.
So the school day is about ready to start. What are we going to be hearing coming up very soon?
You are going to be hearing a lot of students, almost 1,500 here at Lake Hazel.
1,500 kids, that's a lot. What's the average classroom size like for you? What's the average classroom size for English?
Well, I teach some unique classes, so I have a smaller group of kids. My biggest class is 25, but I would say most of my other English teachers are working with between 32 and 36 in a class.
Now, how do you keep everybody's attention? You know, we have trouble keeping you know, we had a group of people here, like five people, and we had trouble holding their attention. Keeping kids at such a young age with the hormones and everything else going on, and then talking about direct objects or indirect objects, it's got to be a challenge.
It definitely is a challenge. What works one day doesn't work the next day. You always are changing things, always trying to meet the needs of all of the students, and it's pretty constant. As soon as the students come in and that first bell rings, most of us don't sit down until the end of the day, because you really put everything you have into helping each of those students. And in a class of 35, that's 35 different needs and different ways of learning. And so, I mean, it's just a really busy day.
Well, between balancing the needs of the individuals in addition to that, then all of a sudden you've got the needs of the state requirements that seem to change all the time. How difficult a balancing act is that?
You know, it is definitely a balancing act, but I think as educators, we're always looking for ways to improve. And so having some guidance has actually been really good for a lot of our teachers. Some new guidance, some new curriculum, some opportunities to really take what we know is good in the classroom and connect it with new standards. I was part of the curriculum work. We sat down and we took the new standards. We took what we knew what was good for kids, and we wrote a curriculum that's going to work for Meridian students. And that was a really powerful thing for our students and for our teachers. So,
right. And when we take a look at what is the biggest challenge that you have as a teacher?
As time. There's just not enough time to provide feedback for students on essays, to make sure my lesson plans are done, to keep in communication with parents, but also to balance my own time. I have a family I want to go home to at the end of the day, so time is definitely a factor. And when there's 1,500 students in a building, time is even more of a factor.
Right. So it's going to get very loud here, maybe?
It's going to get very loud here, yes.
Good. We pride ourselves on waking people up and getting people going, so.
Well, this is a very different awakening.
It will be.
It's going to be big, yes.
A little different from a political science 101, if you will.
You know, I think we always ask, come and be in our schools. These are community schools, and so hopefully your radio audience will have a chance to kind of hear what the school sounds like. A lot of things happen here, and so, yeah, you're going to hear it.
Why education for you?
This was not my first path, actually. I was going to walk down a very different path. And
what was that?
I was going to be a hydrogeologist, of all things.
I can't even pronounce that.
Water and rock. And I decided that I didn't want to spend six months.
That's an interesting yes,
direction.
Okay.
Yeah. As a geologist, I would have spent 6 months in the field and 6 months in the lab and decided that really wasn't for me. I did some job shadowing and tried on a bunch of different careers, different degrees, kind of 1 week at a time, and loved English. I think that I'm really good at explaining those things. I'm passionate about it, and just ended up in the classroom, and it was the best place for me.
Well, and you deal with real life problems each and every day, coming up with solutions. You can't just say, I'm going to check out of English as a middle school kid. You've got to spur the learning process and have the parents involved. Your comments on just how, the world, we see the world, it's us versus them. But in education, it's got to be cooperative because people have to get along to get where they need to be.
Yeah, we definitely cooperation. And I mean, I think that what I do here, doing lots of grammar in my class right now, and I know a lot of people groan at that thought, but I love it. I'm passionate about it. We have a good time. And working with parents and working in the community to really support the things that we're doing and talking to their students and reading with their students. And, I mean, yeah, we're working. What happens at the school doesn't stay at the school. This is part of that community.
What's your advice to people that are grammar phobes?
I think there's a difference between
grammatically challenged,
being afraid of grammar and being afraid of spelling.
Spelling, schmelling, you got the spell check.
Spelling. But grammar has really simple rules. I give my students 6 pages of notes on grammar, and that's all they need. So I think you just have to tackle it and be open-minded.
We have
too many past grammar experiences that are negative. So
right, I'm trying to say, just the word two. Come on. It should just be spelled one way.
Well, but that's a spelling issue.
Or how are you doing? Good. No. Well, come on.
Well, and
what's that about?
I tell my students that as soon as they're working with complete sentences, when they're really young, they're becoming pros at grammar.
Look,
it's a matter of putting the terms with it.
Complete sentences are overrated. I'm so happy Twitter is here because I speak in fragments.
That has been an interesting complication for English teachers.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But
English could be antiquated because of Twitter. Finally, those of us that speak in fragmented sentences or have problems with run-on sentences, one or the other, we're going to be living large. How do you combat that?
You know, we talk about formal writing English in class a lot, but I don't know. I think if students are working with words and sounds and trying to communicate in the most effective way, then maybe we just talk about communication in a different way in the classroom. So I'm not saying it's all bad. We can connect those things to the classroom for sure.
Kim, anything else you'd like to share with us before you start your day?
No, I mean, I appreciate you guys coming here and kind of sharing the Lake Hazel story. We're a big school. We do some great things. I've been here for, this is my 12th year, and I love this school. I love the staff. We have a great community, and we have great students.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. 729, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. We go to Linda in Emmett with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Oh, I'm okay.
Wait a minute. I'm good, fine, or well. Didn't you hear that grammar lesson
good,
we had moments
fine,
ago?
Or well, I'm going. I'll say I'm well. I'm well.
Well, good. What can we do for you?
I wanted to see. I don't know if you've got time or not, but I'd like to talk about the domestic violence situation.
Can you hold on for a minute?
Sure.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that. In addition to it, Ray Rice has been released, terminated from the Baltimore Ravens. What type of message does this send? Did the NFL know? We'll get Linda's comments and your comments at 580-KIDO, 580-5436. Kevin Miller, and we'll talk to more educators from Lake Hazel Middle School, and the kids will be coming in, so that should fire us up as well. You're listening to 580-KIDO.
In the morning and out to school.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us? Now, back to Kevin Miller at Lake Hazel Middle School on 580 KITO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up, we'll speak with Todd Adams, the athletic director here at Lake Hazel Middle School at 580 KITO. In addition to that, covering the big stories of the day.
I now believe they actually turned a blind eye to it. And it's a shameful story that the NFL knew that this surveillance video existed. They knew that this casino had surveillance video. I know they knew that.
There you have it. The Ray Rice saga continues to carry on. Let's get you to Linda from Emmett at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. I'd like to talk about the elephant. The elephant is that in the middle of this living room, and people are moving around it, not saying anything, because even as enlightened we have become about domestic violence, people forget that everybody in that house walks around on eggshells, not wanting to rock the boat, because you never know what the other person is going to do. My kids ended up in
All right, Linda, you might want to right.
Foster system.
Linda, you might want to turn down your radio, and I know it's very emotional for you because you did reveal yesterday that you yourself were a victim of domestic violence.
Yeah. Hang on, what does that count?
Well, okay, we're only doing live radio here at 580-KIDO as we move along. Linda, are you back?
Is that back? Is that better?
Okay, go ahead, please. You're on the air. Go ahead, please, Linda.
And if people don't want to admit that this abuse happens. It's and the men especially, I'll never do it again, and I'm so sorry. And you wait standing on eggshells for the next blow up. They will go along real well. Everything's perfect. As perfect as things can be. And all of a sudden, you walk into the house one day and all your antennas go up. And you think, oh, this is not going to be a good ending to a good day. And that's the way it was for a lot of years. And I have to own my part in the craziness that went on too. So I own that. But when the boys ended up in foster home and I was in the hospital recovering from major surgery, the school talked to the kids and they notified the sheriff's office. And that's how I found out what had happened. And if my ex-husband is so lucky because I had a gun, I'd blown his head off. I told him, you mess with me, that's one thing. You mess with my kids, and you're not going to like the outcome. And he kind of looked at me and laughed and said, oh, we'll get him back. And went over and laid down on the couch and went to sleep. Meanwhile, I'm hysterical.
Right.
And he just, it's...
Well, it underscores the challenges, Linda, sweetheart, that we all have and that you've been through, and you're so much better for it. And your message is that you've got to stop this thing, zero tolerance for domestic violence. I get that.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I was so happy with what they did with Ray Rice, I couldn't, I'd be jumping up and down and hooting and hollering about it because that man should not be allowed to play football, period.
You're right, Linda, and we appreciate the honesty and the call. Thank you very much, Linda from Emmett. Once again, some real-life stories here at 580KIDO. Todd Adams with us, not only the athletic director but an educator here at Lake Hazel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin.
We talk a little bit about, you know, how important the classroom is, but we all love athletics. We all love playing ball or running track. Talk a little bit about your program here.
Well, here at Lake Hazel Middle School and within the Meridian or West Ada School District, our goals are to provide an opportunity for all kids to participate in athletics. Our main focus being on sportsmanship, character development, and giving kids the opportunity to develop the skills so that if they have the choice to go on to high school and play, that they've got the skills for that, but also some of that character education.
What about the facilities here, maintaining the facilities? How are you doing with that?
That is a huge deal, trying to maintain the facilities. With having 1,500 students in the school, our facilities get used constantly just with our organizations, football or volleyball or whatever we might have going on. But within the south side of this district of Ada County, there's no other parks or very few recreation facilities. So our facilities are constantly booked out, many organizations using them.
Is it a challenge to maintain them, considering I just had a parent email me, hey, I was here to meet, the facilities weren't too good.
Mm-hmm.
You want the best facilities. We understand, Mr. Adams, it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on the challenge of the, maintaining the facilities here?
Within our school, the biggest challenge, we've been growing so big and having to put portables out. Past few years, what we've ran into is, as they're putting portables out, going directly with our fields, is sprinkler lines getting broken and then trying to come back and maintain those. So as we grow and trying to organize that maintenance to keep them up to par, has been very difficult. And then the wear and tear that we get with that, that we have little leagues out there and Optimus and soccer and all that stuff, as our fields or our inside facilities get pounded, just we haven't upped the amount of people that take care of the facility. And you're dealing with a facility that's also 30, 35 years old.
Right.
And so it is a struggle to maintain it. And we get a lot of help from the community and even trying to keep them up to the level that we have them right now.
Is it a challenge with an older school because, you know, you have growth in West Ada County and you have these new facilities and everything else? Is that a challenge, again, to, you know, keep up with the Joneses in your own district?
Yeah, just the perception out there that you go to an older school and like you said, keeping up with the Joneses and comparing apples to apples or apples to oranges, where people have the expectation that this facility will be up at the same level as another facility that might be 2 or 3 years old. And that's a reality. That's a reality we have to deal with. And it's a reality for, like I said, our public, because they come out and use this, that we have to be able to keep it up to that level. But without our community, it's almost impossible for us to keep it up at that level because of the wear and tear that we get. Because the community does use it so much.
Sure.
And then just scheduling the time where our facility workers can come in and actually take care of the grounds outside or take care of the grounds or the gymnasiums and
not
stuff
like
that.
Not a lot of downtime for the
Not a lot of downtime. The only downtime I can schedule for our custodians taking care of the inside are Friday evenings. That's the only time that I don't rent out our facilities. And on the outside, it's not regulated as hard, and those get used 7 days a week.
746 at 580KIDO. So let's talk a little bit about the fun stuff. What does organized school-sponsored athletics mean to the kids here?
I think it means a great deal to them. It gives them an opportunity to be part of something outside of the academic day. Gives them an opportunity to be in a competitive environment, develop all those skills that they're wanting to develop, go on to high school, kind of building that foundation for them. Our students here get excited about the athletics, and we have a pretty high participation rate. Right now we have roughly about 200 students out for athletics between football, volleyball, and cross country. They're excited about it. They love wearing the uniforms. They love representing the school. And it's kind of like those, just those moments that they get to cherish the continue on for life that they'll be able to talk about.
Yeah, we always remember that. Final question, when you're not being the AD, what are you teaching?
Here at Lake Hazel, I teach 8th grade science, which is physical science. And then I actually spend the second half of my day over at Desert Sage Elementary as an assistant principal or principal intern over there.
I don't know if people, you know, what kind of reception you get as an assistant principal? We all have stories.
There's a lot of stories. You know, that school's a good school, and there's a lot of good parents there.
I mean, are people happy to see you when you get called to the principal's office? Is that a good experience?
At the elementary school, it's a little bit different right. experience at the middle school.
Right. It's but, funny how that changes.
Yeah. I think in the middle school, people are trying to figure out who they are, and so they're pushing the boundaries probably a little bit more. But at the elementary school, we've done a good job. Our principal over there and the secretaries and the teachers have done a really good job where it's not always a bad thing going to the vice principal.
If we could only be that young.
It would be nice, huh?
It would be. We appreciate it, Mr. Adams. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you for your time.
All right. You're listening to 580KIDO, 748. Let's get you to work safe.
Now, back to Kevin Miller at Lake Hazel Middle School on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Often said they preferred mono over stereo back in the day, and it wasn't until after 1968 that their albums were released in both formats. Tuesday, 9 of the Beatles' UK albums, the U.S. compiled Magical Mystery Tour, and a collection of non-album tracks are set to be released. The mono albums were remastered for vinyl at Abbey Road Studios from Analog Master Tapes and will be available individually and in a limited edition 14-album box set. The box set also includes new essays and a history of the mastering process, plus rare studio photos of the band. Michelle Polino, Fox News Radio.
There we have it. The Beatles continue to live on here at 580KIDO. And how many times do we take a look at that group, whether we're young, like Hotel Ryan next to me, or the kids at Lake Hazel Middle School? And just some of those songs are so universal, so forever. And who doesn't love the Beatles? Kevin Miller with you here at Lake Hazel Middle School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union, promoting our school, securing our future. And we've been getting a lot of folks going back and forth on Facebook, and that's one of the ways, as Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, has used to get on TomMunns.com. Tom Munn's Facebook really is asking questions about funding, basically saying, Kevin Miller, ask these schools how much money from the taxpayers would be enough. I have not heard one person ask for a public detailed audit and ask the taxpayers for the bottom line figure. Why is this? And then Robert likes this comment. When school administrators speak, they whine about how bad things are and how much money they need. It's also important to note that sports, according to Title 33, are not school sponsored. As a matter of fact, if you ask the school, they will tell you sports has nothing to do with school, with the school. Interesting, isn't it? It's all about the money, dude. It's all about the money. And I said to our great friend Tom Munns and to others, well, what's your solution? And really, that's where we are. We're here to provoke thought. We're here to hear from you, whether you're not in favor of funding. Too many times we have people in the media that purport to be experts that give their opinion. And, gosh, everybody has one, right? Everybody has a lot of things. And without the proper information. So that's why we're here. Other issues that we are covering, obviously Ray Rice getting the boot from the NFL. What does this say about the sports-centered culture we live in? At 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And was this enough? You know, domestic violence is such a troubling issue. Have we really addressed it? Have we really made a difference? Or is the Roger Goodell-led NFL a microcosm of what people face? Earlier, you heard Linda from Emmett describing herself as a victim of domestic violence, talking about her children being abused. You know, life is so precious. We see these great kids here at Lake Hazel, and we know their parents are proud of them. We're proud of them. And then you have the challenges of evil. Then you have the challenges of people that do bad things and to harm them. And there needs to be consequences. To quote our in-house attorney, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, I got to tell you, look, Mr. Rice should not be even thinking about playing in the NFL, he should be thinking about going to jail. And everybody says, well, I'm worried about him and getting him help. Hey, how about making sure that his wife, his girlfriend, his fiance, or someone else is not a victim? Why don't we do that? Speaking of solutions, our website, 580kido.com, thanks to the great efforts of Dave Burnett, we have one video up from last night's Return of Jessa. We'll have more coming up. We'll have those on our Twitter or Facebook. Jessa is a canine that was a bomb-sniffing dog that has returned to her handler, Robert. An inspirational story. We urge you to go to those links and help them out. Let's get you to work safely and on time.